actually coming through to the Tempo Cafe in the centre of Aberdeen, in the Bon Accord Centre. I have with me Tracy Laybourne. Hello, Tracy.
Hello.
Right, well, it's good you've been able to join us, and you've been really busy. You go, actually, just by needs of your own circumstances, you need to make use of these free meals in and around Aberdeen. You've given us a sheet that is available, I believe, from Seafine, is that right?
Yeah. That's correct. It lists all the places where you can get a meal, or you can get a food parcel, or you can get help.
Excellent. Well, what we're going to do is to talk about some of these, particularly as well your own experiences. And it'll be interesting to see what other people's experiences might be of these, but your experiences of this. Okay, so first of all, I know you've been the Fountain of Love as well.
Yes, the Fountain of Love do a faith clinic Monday to Friday from 12 p.m. to 2, and it's a small Bible study or a film and then a cooked meal.
So what's the cooked meal like? Because I gather that's a kind of emergency type of meal.
It's basically a microwave meal because they don't have a full kitchen. But they do, we've had stuff similar, chicken similar to KFC with baked potatoes, chips, roast potatoes. It just depends on what's available. We've had lasagna in the last couple of months. We have a lot of different meals.
Okay, so apart from Fountain of Love, which is certainly available on Monday, but I believe it's also, that's at 31 Palmerston Road, and there's also on Monday food at City Church.
Yeah, City Church is at 5:30. If you go to City Church at just off Mount Street behind the Denburn Health Centre, they do a service which starts at 5:30, and you get a cup of tea out of association with people arriving, followed by a cooked meal, which involves, it's a home cooked meal. It could be meatballs, homemade curry. It's always good. And then there's a small service afterwards. But if you go for the meal, you are respectfully expected to stay for the whole evening.
And I take it most people do.
Nearly everybody does stay for the evening.
Okay. Are there any other expectations?
If you have a disability, there is lift access between the ground floor and the room where you have the meal. There's also, if you have something like diabetes, you can go in to the meal room where we have the meal and do your insulin and any other stuff you need to do before everybody else comes up.
Okay, that's excellent. Now, I realise you can only really talk about the places that you have personally been to. So, could you take us through some of the other places?
Well, I've used the Toasty Club at King's Community Church in the past. I've used the Salvation Army in the past. There's things like street alternatives that are available, but it's very strict criteria to get into street alternatives.
And you do need a card for that?
You do need a card, and you need to go to Aberdeen Sirenians during the week to get the card.
And that's running 62 Summer Street, 5:30 to 8 p.m.
The other things that you can get is You can get food parcels from the St Vincent de Paul Society at St Mary's on Huntley Street at 7:30 on a Tuesday, and again 7:30 on a Wednesday on Upper Maastricht Way. Also, and this is new, it's only been the last 14 months, I believe, you can go to St Mary's Huntley Street on a Thursday evening. Doors open at 7. This is every Thursday yeah. of the year. Doors open at 7, meals served at 7:30. Different communities from the Catholic Church at Huntley Street, including Stonehaven, Bankery, the African community. And now and again, we even get a meal provided by the bishop. So
he cooks a meal himself?
He provides the food. I don't know whether he cooks it himself.
Well, there's all sorts of things going on. I mean, yeah. You never know, a bishop may well decide he wants to cook the entire meal. Would you eat a meal cooked by a bishop?
If it was dietary correct for me.
Good answer.
And the answer to that is, as a diabetic, if something's not dietary right,
you have to avoid.
I have to.
Including sugars, especially them.
Marshmallows.
I didn't hear that.
You weren't meant to. Marshmallows.
Says she. Right, now there's additional thing which you've written down at the bottom here, and it's well worthwhile mentioning that. This is a social bite, and it's something that started up, I believe, in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
They have a shop just at the top of Union Street, close by to Holborn Street.
Yeah. Social bite, they provide a breakfast and a sandwich at 2 o'clock. Monday to Friday, but also on a Tuesday and Wednesday from 4 o'clock till about 5:30, they are open for a sit-down meal, a hot meal, and the food is absolutely wonderful. A bit on the spicy side, but it's nice.
Oh, that would suit me then. But do you have to provide any proof of identity? It's just open to whoever.
It's open. I qualify because of my diabetes and because I am in law classed as a vulnerable adult. But a lot of people on benefits just can't afford to buy healthy, nutritious food. And it's a disgrace. And a lot of people are losing income because the government are saying, oh, you're on the wrong benefit, we're taking it away from you.
So a lot of people perhaps even slipping through the net, or do you think this is just you can never say it's a policy to make people fall through the net, but obviously a lot of people are
falling through the net. I see a lot of people with needs, and I received a phone call from a friend last week on Wednesday, where can I get something to eat now? And it's like, can you manage till tomorrow, and I'll meet you tomorrow and I'll bring you stuff out of my cupboard to provide for this person. And I'm not on a high income, I'm on benefit.
But yet you do what you can.
I do what I can for whoever needs it. I don't put myself short, but I don't let people go without.
Definitely not. Tracy, thank you so, so much for going through this. I mean, there's a whole lot more information here. And if you want to actually pick up this information for yourself, it is available at Seafine with the Community Food Initiatives Northeast, and that's in Palmerston Road. And I'll be repairing there very soon to get the latest info from them. But excellent. Tracy, thank you for coming in. And we will look forward to having a chat with you again, and who knows what our conversation will be then. Something community-orientated.
Always, always.
Brilliant.